I'm at the Gloucester Public Works Department with Mike Hale, the director of the DPW in Gloucester. And Mike, so much going on this summer, and I want to start right at the top with the change in our disposal system here in Gloucester from Hilt's removal. Hilt's so long a part of the Gloucester scene.
They have been. They came on in 2009 when we negotiated a contract with them. And they were here for the past 7 years, and we anticipated having them here for another contract duration. Circumstances within their company gave us some pause for concern about their ability to continue the service to the city. We were proactive in our attempts to make sure we secured a vendor going forward. We excused Hilt's from their contract. I think the folks of Gloucester can be assured that their collection won't change. Weekly pickup of your trash, weekly pickup of your recycling, the Christmas tree collection, the annual or the multi-year time of the year, lawn and leaf collection, the color of the truck, the name of the truck is going to change, but for most people, it should be serviced as usual.
Okay. Is there a vendor in line already? Or
we have negotiated a contract with JRM out of Peabody. Most people are familiar seeing the trucks. They have a number of commercial routes in town. It'll be a good transition.
Okay. Well, that's reassuring. Appreciate it. Now, the next thing is the work on the boulevard has just exploded this summer. It's gone, and I don't mean that in a negative way. It's been huge. It looks great down there, what they've done with it, and maybe an update as to what's going on and maybe when the project might be completed.
Sure. Again, this is a generational project. I think I may have mentioned that before. This is something that happens once in someone's lifetime. The westerly side of the boulevard, the seawall is completed. They're finishing some of the aesthetic portions of it, the capstones. They're getting ready to pour the concrete walkways. The light posts bases have been set. They're getting ready to outline the planters, some new gardens at the boulevard. Loam, irrigation, sod scheduled for September. We likely won't be open for public use immediately, kind of let everything establish. But I think all the heavy equipment will be out of there in the next 7 weeks. We'll be focusing on the canal wall itself heading into the late fall, early winter.
That will make my wife and her dog very happy because we walk up there all the time. And the portion of the Stage 4 Park or that area across from the baseball field where all these mountains of concrete and dirt were, not concrete, but granite and dirt were, that's also disappeared, so that will be open up accordingly?
Yeah, that was the only logical staging area for the vendor. There's a lot of material that had to be removed. This is a concrete seawall with a granite face to it, so all the stone behind it had to be removed. It was waste stone. It wasn't valuable to the project. We saved a lot of time and money by allowing them to stage right there, and they have to restore it to a condition at least as good, if not better. And you can see that the cleanup's gone very quickly, and it almost looks barren right now.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Changing gears once again. Let's go to Newell Stadium. Obviously, there's a little problem with the foundation at Newell. What's the update on that, Mike?
So the field itself is in good condition, no issues with that, but there are a few spots under the bleachers where the slab that supports the bleachers, it's a structural slab, appears to have heaved in the past 2 winters. Again, this is speculation, but the assumption is that the rebar that supports the slab won't allow the slab to settle back into its original spot. So that's a problem. We've asked the design engineer for the entire project, as well as a specific engineer for the foundation of the bleachers, to come back to Gloucester. We've met with them already to develop a solution to fix the situation and have it not occur going forward.
It looks like the concrete little foundation there from one end of the bleachers to the other has, as you mentioned, buckled and risen up a little bit, but that doesn't look like it's any safety threat to the stands.
I wouldn't imagine it to be a safety issue. Again, it's more stress on some of the facade of the face of the bleachers than anything. It's a structural slab. It's not going to fall. It's not going to tip over. It's not going to fall forward. And I don't want to say it's just an aesthetic issue. It's a long-term issue that we have to deal with, but there's no issue of safety.
Okay. Now, that's also is good news. I guess a couple of other quick things, Mike. I talked to the mayor earlier in the week, and I was very, very, I think all of us in Gloucester are so happy about the way traffic has gone this summer, especially on the weekends. So maybe you could just tell us what's gone right this summer and what changed from last year, because last year on weekends, you could not get to Market Basket, for example, at up at Blackburn Circle because of the traffic, and that's all changed.
You'd hope that the efforts that the administration has put into this whole summer management, including Public Works and police, is paying off. And if you're seeing it, I'd say it's paying off. Our social media outreach, I think, has been a big help. We have multiple announcements every weekend on Facebook, on Twitter, city's website, indicating when the lots are full, trying to give people a little bit of a heads up before they even get here that maybe you need to go to someplace else today, mm-hmm. or the beach parking lots won't be reopened until, you know, noon or 2:30. And people have heeded that. I don't think anyone wants to wait in traffic, and I think the folks coming to our beaches have recognized that themselves and are paying attention to our announcements.
And the solar signs, those are updated pretty frequently as well.
So the two message boards that we have, we've had those longer than most people realize. Those have been in place for the past five seasons. They're remote, so someone can go to their an app on their phone or their the PC, and they can update the message and just hit send, and the message boards are updated, which is a big improvement from the ones we first had that we had to drive to and manually change because we'd get stuck in that same traffic. So this way, a manager could just simply type it in, hit return, and the message is live. And it gives people real-time information as far as if the beach lots are full and what to expect when they get there.
Does that include DPW managers or police, or who updates those?
Public Works manages those signs. And it's done. There's a very orchestrated weekend process between police and Public Works. Mm-hmm. And that's every weekend. Assistant Chief John McCarthy has been fabulous to work with all summer. And that's a credit to his chief, Lenny. And it's just, we just continue to improve our operations every weekend.
Okay, final question, then I'll leave it with a general question. I haven't been here in a while, so I noticed a brand new gate here at DPW.
We started to make some improvements to this facility a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago now. A coat of paint, we remodeled the business office itself, kind of gave it a little better flow for our workers as well as the people coming here for business. And on the exterior, we have an automatic gate that opens up at the beginning of day and closes at the end of day, and it remains closed during non-business hours. And employees, firefighters, police officers, and city vehicles have a proxy card. When they come, they flash the proxy card in front of the receiver. Gates open up. It allows us to know who was here, when they were here, and it also eliminates some of the weekend drop-offs that we had for so many years of undesirable trash.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to ask about that. I didn't realize that, because we used to have a dump, for those who don't know, in Gloucester. That used to be out in West Gloucester, and people could go there and dump stuff off. But I imagine you must have faced all kinds of weird stuff here. Mike, anything else you'd like to just mention about DPW the summer or the fall coming up?
We have a series of construction projects that are just getting underway right now. We have some water main work and some sewer work. It's in various portions of the city. The first part's going to be up by Veterans School, which is starting today. We're going to try to get in and out of there before the beginning of school on the 31st. Take a break and come back to that neighborhood probably November, December, when school's in full swing. We're going to be in West Gloucester doing some water main work. Public Works is on Western Avenue doing some water main work. And we're also off of Washington Street in the Whittemore Street area right now doing some water work. So we're very busy. I don't see this trend changing anytime soon. There's a lot to catch up on, and our guys are excited and really looking forward to doing this work.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
That is DPW Director Mike Hale in the city of Gloucester with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.